Blog Talk Radio.
Dollar bill kids,
the hustler.
Fame, what's up?
Lost in his family.
I was
in the hospital when I done been in the pen. So if they don't get it in, I don't fuck with them niggas then.
Never got paid together. Did you ever mix sour and purple haze together? Henny and coke, vodka and lemonade together. I get it in, so I got it made forever. This a record I can hear getting played forever.
I was
in the hospital when I done been in the pen. So if they don't get it in, I don't fuck with them niggas then.
A hustle is the hustle.
The hustle never ends. So if they don't get it in, I don't fuck with them niggas then.
I get it in.
You gotta get it in. No matter what you do, you gotta get it, cause it is in. If you don't get it in, I don't fuck with you. Pause. I mean, I am cool with a lot of motherfuckers. I mean, I'm cool with niggas that trap, niggas that rap, niggas that act, construction workers, electricians, cable guys, mailmen. I'm cool with niggas in college. I'm cool with niggas that do a lot of different shit. I even fuck with this little nigga that don't do nothing but roll Dutches. But that nigga Dutches be nice as a motherfucker. He get it.
Shout out to the Nicky Rich Show. One of the dopest shows, if not the dopest show in the world. Nicky been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting in work. So I need y'all to show her the respect she deserves. I need y'all to stay tuned, and cause she going to bring you all the exclusive, let you know what's going on in the streets, and bring you that exclusive music. And you never know what artist you're going to hear on her show, so you need to stay locked in. And this is out the hustler mouth, Cassidy. You all right? You already know. Let's get.
Nicky Reeves.
Now, Welcome. It is Feature Fridays on the Nikki Rich Show. We're getting it in, just like Cassidy said it, tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. And that is the number to call for those who are just tuning in and has never tuned in before. I am Nikki Rich, the one and only, and you're tuned in to the hottest radio station on the planet. And I want to let everybody know there are different ways that you can listen to the Nikki Rich Show. You can listen live on iTunes. You just search in the Nikki Rich Show. And you can download that podcast. You can also go to NikkiRichShow.com. And you can tap on that on-air button. And if you go to the on-air, we have a live link there as well. Or you can just log on to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. And you can listen there as well. And we do have our chat room open. We have it open right now so that all our listeners that tune in can chat as well. We want to get right to it, guys. We want to go into one of our independent artists, Grindhouse. He had a chance to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show. He is also John Legend's cousin. So we're going to go to Desires. Y'all keep it locked. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Yo, walk in the room, they look in. If they look at you, it's cooking. Left a lot of girls took in from Cincinnati to Brooklyn. Fresh as a whip, I'm pushing. Down to the shoes, I'm looking. I'm one of them gangsters wolfing. Afraid to take a whooping. Soul chain swinging. Way past blinging. Frostbite freezing. Seeing is believing. Swag before they named it. That's in the game till they changed it. I love it whenever they hate it. Round up with J-Roll. Track I blaze on, lead boots looking like A-bombs, hearts on like Akon, carry more weight than phase on, get my paper chase on, I just put my fake face on, from the home where the snakes roam, and I ain't talking about the ones on the plane home, coldest, I stay warm, human torch, my flame zone, in the hate zone, with my shades on, in the next Luger with the bass on, six shooter that a spray dome, have a mission like K-Bone.
Yeah. Second time calling. True. Second time Resurrection today.
I will.
Now, go.
Okay, okay.
Get it.
I'm going.
This is Big Daddy from the 403. Go to 403mob.com.
Welcome back. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We're getting it in on Feature Friday. And you were just listening to 403 Mob. Shout out to 403 Mob coming through to the Nikki Rich Show. We are mixing it up tonight, so y'all got to keep it locked into the hottest show on the planet. Want to let everybody know, if you would like to be a part of the show, then you can hit up my booking agent, Mocha Styles, and that is at Mocha Styles on Twitter. Or you can hit her up by email, mochabrandmedia@gmail.com. Again, it's mochabrandmedia@gmail.com. And that's if you would like to be a part of the show. And it's all about professionalism. We don't just accept anything. So make sure that your emails are fully emailed. Please do not say a lowercase, I want to be on your show, because it will not be accepted to the Nikki Rich Show. We really are really keen on that. So make sure you have a proper email for the Nikki Rich Show and let us know who you are in the subject line, not just I want to be on your show. And also, if you want to learn who has been on the Nikki Rich Show before, you can go to NikkiRichShow.com. That is our official site. Again, it's NikkiRichShow.com. And right now, we're going to get into some more music. We have that Miguel Sure Thing.
Love me like a brother, treat you like a friend, respect you like a lover.
You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
If you bet your ass, I'll be the rubber band. You'll be the match, I will be a fuse. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker. Check it out. Be the blackboard, you can be the top, and I can be the one. Yeah, when the sky comes falling, even when the sun don't shine, I got faith in you and I. Put your pretty little hands in mine, even when we're down to the wire, babe. Even when
gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
For a nigga and look back and told me, baby, it's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I can tell how it feels. I wish we could take off and go anywhere, but here, baby, you know the deal. But she bad, so maybe she won't, but shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah, do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will, she will, she will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
she just started to pop it for a nigga and looked back and told me, baby, it's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I can tell how it's
Roll smooth with a banger.
Yeah.
Lie.
What it do, shawty? You know it ain't chicken if you got it.
Chicken if you got it, what you asking?
Shawty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it, what you asking? Chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it.
I walk a piece of profit. And everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. I'm digging in my pocket while I'm sipping this Bacardi. Might throw a couple of dollars here, plenty if you're smiling. You drizzle on your poly, but I really ain't deciding. You feel it though, I got it, cause it really ain't an option. I'm scoping out your body while you're bending over, popping like, damn, don't stop it. Let me go back in my wallet.
So you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Anything you want to, cause I can make it rain on you, cause you know it ain't
tricking if you got it, tricking, tricking if you got it, tricking, tricking if you got it, what you asking,
it ain't
tricking if you got it, tricking, tricking if you got it, tricking, tricking if you got it, what you asking,
yes, she's so debonair. The way her body moves, I can't help but stop and stare. Pull the sack out of my pocket and say, can I touch you there? Without no underwear, thank the doctors that they pair. Slide them on in the morning, I love how you're performing. The more I made it rain, her body organs have been storming. Long choking from the center, body quivers, I deliver. Left a picture with a tip, I am something to remember.
Shorty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. What you asking?
It ain't
tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. What you asking?
Come on, let's ride. If you're down and you're ready to ride, honey, we can do whatever tonight. And you ain't gotta settle tonight. It don't get no better tonight.
Look, mommy, yeah, she just my type. I've been waiting for this all my life.
Out my eye like a Bentley on the lot. Feel like I wanna ride, so I'm tricking on the spot. So listen to me while I spit this peppin' on the ride. Hey, let's kick it up a notch. The mama give me what you got. I've been drinking this from house. I love her dirty mouth. She say, are you really spending the binges you talking about? Come on and take this route. This money you can't ignore. I say, usually I don't do this, but yep, I pay for it.
So you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. What you asking?
It ain't
tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. Tricking, tricking if you got it. What you asking?
Nikki Reeves.
This is the Kid Burr Simmons, and I want to give a big shout out to Nikki Rich on the Nikki Rich Show right here with Burr Simmons. Got my homie in the building too, DJ Unique. You already know it goes down.
You already know, man.
Burr,
I'm gonna let you.
All right. Welcome back. It is the Nikki Rich Show Feature Fridays. We're getting it in with a mix. I'm going to go to the phone lines. I see we have some callers and listeners out there. Again, the number is 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. And we have a 678 number. Caller, you're on air. Tell us your name and where are you calling from.
Hi, my name is Europe, and I'm calling from Tampa, Florida. But I do
this
is an Atlanta number. Hi.
Okay. How are you doing?
I am good. How are you? I see you getting your boss lady on, like 100,000. I see it.
Thank you. Thank you. This is your first time listening to the Nikki Rich Show?
Yes, this is my first time listening to the Nikki Show.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about you now that you're calling in. Just give us a little bit for all those listeners out there in case, you know, they want to know who Miss Europe is.
Well, I am right now I'm in school for cosmetology. So I'm trying to get that done right now. I also work full time. I work for the government. I've been there for 5 years. We build major interstates and bridges, you know, like for toll roads, but we're not actually toll booths. We're all electronic tolling. So, yeah.
That's amazing. That's hot because, you know, I personally in school as well for cosmetology. I only have 6 weeks left, but I took a break because of the Nikki Rich Show because I believe in the show. So I'm on break right now.
Yeah, because you can always go back to that, you know. You know what I mean? To finish up the last 6 weeks at any point, I'm sure, right?
Yes, it's just so hard because, you know, like just being there all day. I'm not sure if you're part-time or full-time, but, you know, I know me personally was full-time, so it's challenging.
It is challenging because I go part-time, but it's like I'm doing full-time because I work full-time, and then from work I go to class. I only have breaks on Friday and Sunday from you know, school. But it's very challenging. I'm excited about it. I'm learning a lot, and I'm just excited for what, you know, God has in store after I'm finished with this.
Well, that's awesome, and I'm so glad that you called in because, you know, we support everybody, and, you know, it's amazing. It's people out there working and going to school, so, you know, we commend you all. It's hard. People have families. You know, I just want to commend you personally. You're doing your thing right now, so don't give up. Just keep forward on your path that you're on, and, you know, you'll be done in no time.
Yeah, thank you, and I want to, you know, say the same to you, and it's just awesome, you know, when you're staying positive, how God will let you cross paths with other positive people because there's so many negative people out there, but you just got to overlook them and just keep doing you. You know what I mean? It's
and you know what I noticed? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, you know what I noticed when you're being positive and you're doing what you're supposed to do in life and you're focused, like you said, you've come across people that same as that way, and I noticed that if it's anybody negative, they will not, you're covered. So they will not be
right
near you too long, but they'll be around you just long enough for you to learn that lesson that you need to learn so you can move
right
further.
Right, because it's almost like you, like my mother always told me, you need those Judases. We need those Judases in our life because they keep us stronger, you know, and keep us hurdling over the different, the hurdles that we have to face day to day as we're going through our journey. And it kind of makes sense. We need those people, even though we don't like the way it feels in the process, but after we get through it and over it to the other side, we're like, oh, you know, it wasn't that bad, you know?
Exactly, exactly. And since I've been doing this, you know, people have their comments on what you should do. I know you experienced that in the cosmetology field, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends, and it could be the closest people to you, and they could say something out of whack, and you'd be like, you're supposed to be with me. You're like, okay, where did this come from? But that's just life, and that's how it is. Somebody could just throw you off real quick, you know?
Yeah, like a monkey wrench or something. But, you know, that's why it's so, so important to have positive people around you. It's so important because you can feel it in the atmosphere if somebody's negative, and you just got to, you know, get them out of your life right then and there, because if not, you know, that can kind of, it can just keep you off course and off balance and not staying focused and tuned in the way you need to be.
Exactly. That
is so
true. That is so true what you're saying, because, you know, what I realized, that, you know, even the people that you can be talking to somebody and they just started talking negative, and I'd be like, oh, got to call you back.
Mm-hmm. You can just feel it, and you're like, That's true.
Yeah. It's so true.
That is so
true. But we thank you for being on with us tonight. Is there a way, in case somebody wanted to contact you via Facebook, Twitter?
Yeah, they can actually go to my Twitter page, which is Europe, the number 4, and REAL at twitter.com. Or they can email me at europe.bibs@gmail.com.
All right. Well, thank you. And just keep it locked into the Nikki Rich Show. We thank you for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you so much. All right, we're going to get right back into the show. Right now, we're going to go back to some more music. Last night, we got a chance to have Jay Styles of Blackstreet on. It was an awesome interview. If you did not get a chance to listen, you can go back to our archives at blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRich Show, and you can listen there. Right now, we're going to Jay Styles, Breathe Again.
No air, and you can't survive in there. Ooh.
Nikki Reed.
So now
you're tuned in to the hottest show. You heard it right, the Nikki Rich Show. We're getting it in. It's Feature Friday, and we play the hottest music. We have the hottest guests. And if you have never been a part or been on the Nikki Rich Show, you can call in at 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. And you also can press that 1 if you would like to speak to either myself or any of our guests that is normally on the show. All right, we're going to get right back into it. We're going to Kevin Ryder, Mr. Forever.
Kevin Ryder,
Ben J.
Yo, so I know I might sound a little bitter on this joint.
Nah, you good.
I don't care.
Look.
I want to make a toast to Mr. Forever, the one that you told me was so much better than me, but now you're breaking up what I pity, pity. So I want to make a toast to Mr. Forever, the one that you told me was so much better than me, but now you're breaking up what I pity, pity. Toast to Mr. Forever. You and Mr. Forever sitting in a tree.
Music.
Yes.
I know you do.
Oh my God.
Do you get on iTunes?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Look up the 403 Mob
okay.
Black and White Resurrection today.
I will.
Now, go.
Okay, okay.
Get it.
I'm going.
This is Big Daddy from the 403. Go to 403mob.com.
.com.
We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those thugs.
Welcome back. It is the Nikki Rich Show, and like I tell y'all, we have the hottest guest come through right now. We are live. Young Nut, what's going on?
What it do? Just chilling right now.
All right. Let everybody know who you are, where you from, and everything that you got going on right now.
Well, if y'all don't know who I am, I'm Young Nut, 106 and Park, Freestyle Friday Champ. Went 5 weeks in a row, Charlotte, North Carolina. We're just shutting everything down right now, letting the city know how we do it. I'm coming up, 21 years old, killing the game, a new artist, taking over the streets. You know, you got to follow the movement. We MJJ Music Group. We got the city on lock.
Exactly. You got the city on lock. That's what I'm talking about. And you representing the QC.
Well, you already know. We got to rip the city. It's my hometown. Crown Town King. Got to get it.
Right. Have you faced any challenges since, you know, you've been on 106 and Park? You know how your friends, you know, everybody can be supportive at times. Anybody, you know, sometimes like, oh, and all that or something like that. Have you ever came in contact since you've been winning the Freestyle Friday?
Yeah, I done came in a couple contact with a couple people, but people don't be really wanting to battle me. Like, what you see on TV, you don't really get to see my whole potential. What you see on TV is just a very small amount. Because, you know, when you're on TV, you can't curse, you can't say sexual explicit lyrics, you know what I'm saying? It's a battle. I used to battle back in high school. You know, I don't keep battling. I'm more of an artist than anything because I make music and I make hit songs and hit records. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to see if I still had that MC in me. If an artist ever wanted to come at me, could I rip them alive? And I still got that option for me to go 5 weeks in a row and be going back for another 5 weeks in a row. So it was just something I always wanted to do, accomplishment that I wanted to write off on my goal list back when I was younger and I got the opportunity to do it. So I went on ahead and did it.
That's real right there. For the listeners just tuning in, we are live with 106 and Park Freestyle Friday winner, Young Nut, representing Charlotte, North Carolina.
You already know. 704 all day. You know, I got to rep it every time I'm on TV.
Exactly. So let everybody know any current projects that you're working on.
I got a lot of projects I'm working on right now. I don't really want to leak too much, but if anybody done seen my YouTube page or subscribe to MJJ Music Group, you see I've been working with Fury. I got tracks with Lil Boosie back when I was 17. Boosie, he shot me some real shit, told me some real shit that I carry with me to this day. That kept me going. I did songs with Freeway. Just did another track with Freeway recently, about 3 weeks ago. That shit's fire. It's going on an album. I got a lot of things on the album. I don't want to leak too much because I feel like the album's going to be a classic album. Then I got some of that street music that's on my mixtape. That mixtape, I'm always going to keep that youngin', but that album's going to be a classic album. One of those you can just run through the whole city without flipping through a track trying to find one. Every song on there going to be fire. So it's highly anticipated.
I'm talking about. So, also, do you plan on touring anytime soon?
I just got off a little tour. I was with the Blazer Stage Tour, 106 in part. They shot me out there to Miami. I went to Miami. I did my thing out there. I networked with a couple other artists that was out there. Got to chill out there for South Beach. It was more like a vacation to me. Anytime I get to go in anybody's different town or different city to do what I love to do, it's like a vacation to me anyway. So,
that's real right there. Shout out to Blaze the Stage as well. We are going to be having some representatives. Matter of fact, I talked to one of the West Coast Blaze the Stage representatives, Mr. Sanders, and he hit me up early this morning talking about he wanted to come on the show. And I said, let's set that up. So we will be having BET's Blaze the Stage come on the Nicki Rich Show representative.
All right. I like the look right there.
Yes. I mean, it was crazy because this morning, you know how, you know, I always give God thanks first, but you know how you go to your Twitter page. Who hit me up? And I saw that was one of my messages. I was like, okay, we can handle that. We can do that. So they just shout out to Blaze the Stage.
Yeah, they're good folk right there. They put artists where they need to be. A lot of people need to check out Blaze the Stage. Y'all know what Blaze the Stage is. Get informed, hit the 106 and Park webpage or the BET webpage. And if you're an artist, you feel like you need to get your material out to the right people, that's where you need to get it to.
Exactly. Much love. And, you know, while you're here, Mr. Freestyle Friday, I definitely want you to drop something for us on the Nicki Rich Show.
You want to hear something? I do a little something for you real quick. I'm sitting here on the highway right now, swerving around. All right. Look. Just let the mile, the butter gon' shine out. Haters, they be hating, I blow your motherfucking spine out. Hopping on my hustle, skinny boy, I flex my muscle. And in the crowd, every day, they know I'm gon' hustle on the stage to the streets. I'm killing everything and guarantee this the beat. And you know I'm getting cheese, so tell me what it be. The hottest in the streets, young Y-U-N-T. Don't forget that N-U-T. Fresh J's on the feet, 23's on the Jeep. I'll flex it when I creep, and y'all really won't beat. I'm the crime town king, Mr. 106. Got girls everywhere, and they won't make flicks. And if this a camera moment, you take your pick. And if that's your girl there, I might take your chick. Mr. VIP is N-U-T, and I'm probably in your club like every week. By your bar, I'm a star, last name and the heart. I'm so high, I'm on Mars, still dancing with the stars. Young, get it? Plus, I spit the way I live it. I was raised right out the kitchen with an OG's whip it. My flow game's terrific. That's why the boys spit it. And that's why I'm off the top and my flow's not ripping. Young.
That's what I'm talking about. Man. I want you to keep going. That's hot.
Appreciate it.
You did your thing, hey. You do it, man. You gotta have to send me some of your information too, because guess what? We're podcasting live right now, so I'm gonna be playing this. You know, you're gonna be seeing this everywhere on Twitter, Facebook, Global 14. This is
you know how I do it.
Yeah, we getting in, man. That's what I'm talking about. I let everybody know, and it's so many people tuned in right now. People hit me up. They hit me up talking about, man, that's fire. That's real. That's hot right there.
You know, I'm a humble dude, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people forget when you're coming from nothing, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to make something. The humbleness that you have, you got to keep that. You tell me to call in, I'm going to call in. You know, people, they respect what I'm doing, and I respect that love that I get. And I can only give back what they give me. And they give me a lot to keep me pushing. Like, I don't do this for me. If I was doing it for me, I probably would have stopped a long time ago. I do it for people who ain't had a chance to do it. I do it for the people who ain't get a chance to get on that stage and rap or spit their hot 16s or they ain't get to fulfill their dreams. There's older people who couldn't do it, younger people that are still trying to do it, people that's in the streets confused. I feel like I'm their spokesperson. Their spokesperson, you know, they tell me how they feel and I try to interpret it in a way that people can understand it in a vivid picture. So that's basically what I do, and I love it. That's my passion.
Now let me know, who is the artist that motivates you or you can relate to as far as your style of music?
I can't necessarily pick one artist. I have a few artists that I love to listen to all the time, and that'll be Tupac Shakur. He influences me a lot. Boosie, because he speaks from the heart. He's a real heartfelt person. Pimp C, UGK, real heartfelt people. Hot Boys Music, Soulja Slim. That'll be like my category of music that I listen to. Even Drake spits with a vivid picture of explaining emotion and speaking exactly how he feels, no matter if you don't like him or not, you know what I'm saying, how people view his lifestyles and being rich. That just goes for any artist. Like, for you to speak from the heart and give a piece of your dark side or your personal information and give it to a fan and them be like, man, I felt that way before. I understand what you're talking about. And then somehow, some way you touch them. That's our job, you know what I'm saying? So them would be the type of artist I listen to right there. Somebody that's more influential to me anyways in my craft.
That's so true, exactly. Now, I know you live in Charlotte. What are your spots to go to in Charlotte, North Carolina? Because I know we got a lot of spots to go to. Where can we find Young Ned at?
Well, right now, if y'all in Charlotte right now, if anybody listening, I'm going to the grand opening of Dream Gentlemen Club. It's a new strip club. I'm 21, so I get to go wherever I want to go now. So, you know, that's where I'm going. That's a nice little spot for my understanding. I like Lux. Lux is one of my favorite clubs I go to. I like to kick it out there. Luna Lounge, I like that spot. Nice spot, I kick it out. I don't go out too often. So when I do go out to go kick it, I like to really chill and get that nice vibe from the crowd, make the chill with some sexy ladies. So them would be the spots I go to. And if you want to ball out, Onyx. But you don't want to ball out. You don't want to throw no money with me. I'll throw money with anybody. So Onyx.
Yeah, I feel y'all Lux. I like Lux. It's a hot spot, so I like it. It's pretty big.
Yeah,
too.
I grand opening Lux. I did that grand opening with Trina. Much love to Trina Rockstar. She showed me some love too. I had opened up a couple shows, a couple gigs for her. And we opened up Club Lux when they first opened up, their first day.
That's hot. Yeah. That's real right there. Carolina representing.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of things people don't know about me. I'm on the rise. I'm about to leak it all in 2012. 2011 was a preview. It was like a sneak peek to who I am. I wanted to, yeah, you see me. I'm on the scene. 2012, you have to take over. I'm sitting back on my throne, and anybody else who thinks they're sitting on my throne will have to get up and just step to the side and wait for their turn if they ain't already blew it, because I'm here now.
Exactly. You know what I find interesting? I'm not from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm from South Carolina. I'm still a Carolina girl. But I find interesting is that there are a lot of artists that is from South Carolina and North Carolina that are hot. I mean, like, hot, hot. Music is quality music, but it seems like they are not seen or not heard or, you know, people haven't heard of them, even though they are out there grinding. I mean, it's just a lot of artists that people haven't heard of.
I think I have my own personal views on that, like my personal opinion, because, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to throw dirt on nobody's name. I'm not going to say anybody's name, but there's a select few who feel like they want to block the gates for everybody, and that's why I feel like in 2012 it's going to be a takeover. I'm opening those gates for every artist that needed to get in there who've been patiently waiting. Because a slim few will mess it up for everybody. You understand what I'm saying? And that's basically what's happening. There's a slim few of people who are just probably just haters on other artists in the city, and they basically mess up everybody's shine and everybody's grind. And it happens everywhere. It's not just Charlotte. That doesn't just happen in Charlotte. It happens everywhere in America. You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be somebody who doesn't recognize your hustle or recognize your grind or your movement. They try to hate on you. So all you do is pick up. You get you a nice group of people. You get your team together. And you keep on moving. You keep on stepping. You don't stop. You know what I'm saying? You don't just give up. Because if you give up, they don't want it. They done did everything. They done did their job. They done headed on you to the point where you don't want to do nothing no more.
I think it's you just need to push through and show them, I'm here. You know, you just you let them know, this is me right here, young nut. You see me? Even whatever you're doing.
A lot of people forget at the end of the day that it's not just music. This is a business. And see, I had found that out the hard way back when I was young. Like, that's what I said. Boosie told me some real stuff. You know what I'm saying? He did. He told me a lot that when I met him. And it was just for a few hours. You know what I'm saying? I got to chop it up with the man. But it's just the person I used to look up to because I'm listening to your music. Just like if I would have met Tupac at the time and he was like, well, we're about to do a track. It'll blow your mind. You know what I'm saying? It's not the track. It's just the influence he gives on you personally. You know what I'm saying? Like, people hate regardless, and they're going to hate. So what you do is you get you a team together. If you, because ain't nobody going to be able to jump in this music game by themselves and think they're just going to lock it. They don't work that way because you don't have no representation. No one knows who you are. It's like going to Bank of America and think that you're about to go to the top floor and meet the dude who run the building. It don't work like that. Who are you? What bread you got? Where you come from? What you done accomplished? That's how people look at you now, and that's how they always going to look at every artist because that artist hasn't accomplished anything or his resume is clean. It's like getting a job. You know how you try to get your first job and it's hard because you don't have anything as work experience. But how you gonna get any work experience is, you know, don't nobody hire you. It's kind of what's going on in the music industry in Charlotte. People just gotta pick up for each other. That's all. They pick up for each other, everything will work.
Everybody exactly. I know it can get sort of cliquish sometimes. So, I mean, I understand. I feel you on that one because, you know, some people feel, oh, I got this X amount of money. I can do anything I want. But you're considered, to me, a local rapper. You know,
yeah.
I've never heard you go anywhere outside of Charlotte.
See, what I did with my career, and I knew this at a young age, what I need to do is don't do nothing local. Don't ever put yourself in a position where somebody can label you as a local artist. I've been doing major songs with people since I was 16, and now you just now seeing me on 106 and Park, and now people recognize who I am. It's not that. There's a time and place for everything. Like, man, I was a young boy. I was in the streets, and if I didn't get out of high school, I wouldn't have knew the business standpoint that I needed to do the business part of the rap game. So if you want to have something to make it your dream and your passion and your career, you got to get everything to come with it. So I had to leave the street stuff alone, go to school, do what I had to do. Now I'm here. I'm out of school. I'm on the scene. I don't left all the street stuff
exactly.
Behind. But I can be street if I want to. But this is a business. You want to do? You want to make $1 million or you want to sit on the block? That's an easy question.
Exactly.
I want $1 million. So you got
to
work.
You can go to the block, and you could be on another block, too, the D block.
I mean, yeah, I mean, the block, and that's another thing, like, and that's what I feel like I want to change about the industry now, like, they portray this block life, and these rappers portray that like it's cool. Like, man, any thug or any OG or drug dealer tell you, man, that ain't the fucking life to live. Excuse my language on air, but, like, they don't do that for fun. We don't be on, well, I smoke perp, I sip syrup. That dude might be sipping syrup because, man, he can't sleep at night because he up in a trap. Or that dude might be about to get robbed or something. He got to keep his tool on him or dude got to feed his family, he got to sell drugs and rob somebody. That ain't the life to live. When you sit there and betray that, I'm a thug, I'm a crip, I'm a blood. Man, you ain't that. Because if you get robbed or get shot, you're going to cry and be all over the news talking about my favorite artist just got shot, just got robbed or went to jail. And now you just lost all your dreams because you want to be a wannabe. And that's what's wrong with the game right now. That's wrong with some of the rappers in Charlotte. Everybody's a thug, everybody's a gangster. Everybody sell drugs. A lot of them dudes cut
but checks. It's really not like that, too.
I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. I mean, the industry will betray you as a bad guy if you don't be humble. And the people will start believing that. So you won't get in the door.
Exactly.
You got to keep your face clean.
And, I mean, I like what you said about education, too. You know, you got your education first, and then you went on to pursue your dream and your vision, and you doing what you're supposed to do right now. You on your right path.
Yeah, like everybody, I ain't telling everybody, like, you got to just go to college and stuff like that, because I ain't go to college. I got my high school diploma and bounced, but, like, do something, you know what I'm saying? You got to have a plan. You got to have a backup plan. Like, What if I turn 50 years old? I ain't going to be able to rap at 50, 60 years old. I'm going to be grandpa to somebody. So it's like, what are you going to have to fall back on? What education are you going to have? Like, I want to do more than just music. I want to do politics. I want to do moves. I want to do a lot of things that's going to change a lot of things. I want to shake some stuff up. You feel me? I don't want to be average. A lot of these dudes, they go in there and they get the fame and they bounce out. Well, I like the college. You go in the game, you take something from it, and you don't give it back. I want to put something in the game instead of taking it out. Even if you don't like my music, you got to respect what I'm doing because, you know what I'm saying, I'm giving back. I'm not taking anything. A lot of those artists take their money back.
So true. That is
one
so
one.
True, man.
You
speak to
club,
that's what I like.
Down.
You young and you're very knowledgeable. And people need to hear. They need to hear this, what you're speaking. I mean, it doesn't matter what your age is, but like I said, right now you have your head on straight. You're doing your thing, and it shows.
Thank you. You know, everybody's on training and being raised the right way. That's all that is. I had the right family raised me right, although I wasn't in the right environment at all times. My family raised me right, and I took them all to the day I die, and I'm going to keep taking them to the day I die. You just got to be a humble person, not even just a humble person. Be yourself.
Exactly.
Mama, daddy,
exactly.
Just be there all the time. Be yourself. A lot of people just don't be theyself. They try to be everything but theyself. Me, I know I'm abnormal. I know I'm not the average. I know I probably look probably crazy to the average person or talk crazy or think about crazy things to the average person. But what I do, I just don't look at the world like everybody else. I don't look at everything as everybody views it. And that's probably what makes me the artist I am today. And that probably makes the artist of every other artist or every other movie director. Cause we're not what the world wants us to be. We're what we want to be. If people stick with that, they'll do a lot better.
Exactly.
They won't be so self-conscious of their own self.
And also not worrying about what others are doing. can see what you're doing. I don't want to jump on your bandwagon. We might be in similar fields, but I'm not going to try to jump on what you're doing.
Yeah, the next man can't pay my bills, and that's what they forget at the end of the day. The next man or next female ain't going to pay your bills. They ain't going to put their food on your table. They ain't about to put them brand new J's on your feet or them folds on your whip. You going to do that. So what you worry about them
exactly.
for? When you wake up in the morning, you need to be worried about your bread or your cake or whatever mission you got planned for that day or for your lifetime. Don't be waking up thinking about the next person because they ain't going to do nothing but throw you off. You distracted by what the next man or next female are doing. You ain't on your hustle. You ain't focused.
Exactly. Well, you doing your thing.
Appreciate it.
Mhm. And, you know, like I tell everybody, just stay focused. I mean, you know what you want to do in life. You know what you want to do. Nobody cannot take it away. Nobody can interfere in what you are in control of every single thing. You are in control. If somebody trying to copy you, young nut, guess what? They can't copy what you have because they don't understand what you're trying to do, you know? They can do something similar, but they don't know your path. So you can't get mad because somebody is doing something like you. It can get frustrating, but you got to realize I'm in control of what I'm doing. They don't know where I'm headed to.
Future said it the best way possible in that song when he said, boy, it's a long time coming. I swear, that's how I feel. And especially when you just then get to that door, you get that recognition. Or like I was just in the mall. People were following me through the mall, and it kind of felt weird, you know, it felt weird a little bit, but it felt good at the same time to know a person go out their way to show you that love, to actually be like, man, who is that? Oh, I can't believe he's from my city, you know what I'm saying? That's love. Like, I took it and I sucked it up, because as a child, some of that love I didn't get, and
exactly.
I feel like I highly deserved it, and I'm glad God giving it to me now as we speak.
Anything you would like to tell the listeners right now, your fans, anything out there in Radio Land?
Let's make a change in our everyday lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Let's go above the norm. Let's just be ourselves. And, you know, pray for better days. If you're going through something right now, pray for better days. Whatever God you pray to. And, you know, hope everything work out. Make everything possible for yourself. Be on your mission. Get successful so you can lay back, get that big crib, nice family, everything you ever want. Strive to go get it. Don't stop. Don't let nobody knock your shine. Go get it. Because I swear, I just feel like what I'm doing right now, I ain't had nothing but the last year, 2 years back. And I was thinking, like, man, when it's going to come? And everything's starting to fall in. Remember patience. Patience
is key. Exactly. Now, do you have any websites, Reverb Nation, also
Reverb Nation,
iTunes, you would like everybody to know?
Yeah, I got a couple of things. You can check me out on Reverb Nation, Young Nut. You can follow me on Twitter. I be on my Twitter at all times. I'm talking about it all times during the day. So you can follow me on Twitter, YUNGNUT223. I repeat, Young Nut, YUNGNUT223. Also got a Facebook, but my Facebook, it ain't no like page. So I really in personal contact with my fans. So if I'm cool with you, if you look like a cool person, if you don't come off on me crazy, I'll respond to every one of your messages and respond to every one of your questions. Because I do that for about an hour a day every day on my Facebook, then I cut it off. So if y'all can find me on Facebook, I'm Young Nut. Look on Reverb Nation, Young Nut. Follow me on Twitter, YUNGNUT223. Also follow my movement and my fam and my music group, MJJ Music Group. Go to YouTube, type in MJJ Music Group, Young Nut. You get to see behind-the-scenes footage from my DVD with me and Blind Fury, me and Freeway, shows with me and Gotti, shows with me and Trainer, basically with everybody I worked with in my career and what we do when we really be working. And that's my studio when y'all see that on the YouTube. That's our studio. We really work there at all times. So we get it in. Y'all do that. Y'all follow the movie. I'm telling you, by 22, I'm going to be rich. By 23, I'm going to be wealthy. 4 or 5 years after that, I'm trying to become a legend. And that's my main goal, the legend part. I don't really care about that bread. As long as I become a legend, by the time I leave this earth, I can go peacefully. So y'all just follow the movie.
Exactly. You know, you already know. And, you know, I'm going to have to link up with you guys in Charlotte. Come out there to the studio.
Oh, yeah, we can do it. We're in the studio right now. I just pulled up. There's probably what y'all hear in the background. I'm trying to stay away from the speakers because they thump it.
Okay, I mean, that's cool. Got a link up in Charlotte, North Carolina. But, you know, before you go, what I need from you is a drop for the show, the Nicki Rich Show. I need you to shout it out, you know, let everybody know who Young Nut is.
Yeah, I already know. It's Young Nut, Mr. Freestyle Friday, 106 in Park. Crown Town King, repping for Charlotte, North Carolina, and we on the Nicki Rich Show. Let's get it, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, thank you so much. And like I said, I'm going to get some more of your info. I see your picture on Twitter, so I'll be adding some little things to it and also be featuring you on my site as well. Thank you for stepping through. And you're welcome to come back anytime. Let everybody know if you know of any artists, anybody that would like to be a part of the show. You can just hit me up on Twitter and say I know such and such or whatever. You know, DM me and just let me know because this is a positive platform where we want people to get heard.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely with that.
Yeah, because I mean that's what we do. We bring the hottest on the Nicki Rich Show. We don't just have anybody. Look, we got Young Nut right now.
Oh, yeah. And if anybody who loves music or need them tracks, y'all need to follow my producer, C Beats, MJJ Music Group. And I'm going to tell y'all his Twitter real quick. It's at CBeats_MJJ. Hottest producer in Charlotte, North Carolina. I mean, the hottest producer in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you ain't got one of his beats, I don't know what y'all doing. Y'all need to go get them. And that's real talk. And I'm going to tell y'all again. Y'all need to follow CB_MJJ. Y'all need one of them beats. Y'all need to follow that man. Exclusive.
Shout out to CB.
That's the best kept secret. And y'all got it right there.
Shout out to him doing his thing in Charlotte, North Carolina, representing with the beats. That's what we like right there.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to wind things down here. We thank you for being with us tonight. Like I say, it's Featured Friday, and we're glad to have you come through, man.
Y'all already know it. We're just kicking it over here, audio studio box, blanket in the studio. You know what I'm talking about? So y'all just show us love. Yeah.
Much love. Tell everybody Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show says, what's up?
I got you. Let's get it.
Thank you again, hon. And I will be having this later for you. I'll tweet it to you a little later, all right?
All right. That's what it is.
Much love to you, hon. All right. You were just listening to Mr. 106 and Park Freestyle winner, Young Nut. I told y'all we be getting it in. We get it in all day, every day. We have the hottest guests to come through. Right now, we're going to get back into the show. We're going to play a little music. We're going to get to this Gucci and Soulja Boy Gucci bandana. Y'all keep it locked. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Soulja Boy, tell me.
Gucci bandana, 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 Gucci bandana.
It's all the boy tell 'em. I fuck with Charlotte, I fuck with Rocco, Gucci head to toe, chain on chill, watch on freeze, a pound of perp got me looking like Chinese, Gucci shades but they still can't hide me, hit the club 17 with no ID, damn, I changed up the format, welcome to my crib, leave your shoes at the doormat, chain say hello, watch say good night, and I still look right. This is a good life. Gucci bandana just to make me look tight.
Gucci bandana, 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 Gucci bandana. Gucci bandana, 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 call me Gucci Montana, Gucci girl with me, Gucci bag, Gucci stones, she too hot to handle, hot sex, Bonnie Kelly's. Gucci mind a flip, Gucci shop is still scrunchy. Gucci mind drive a drop top red gone. In my bed, got them super size Gucci spreads. Pull up to the hood, stop and let them jock Gucci. Wrong jock Gucci, cause Gucci draws Gucci. Yeah, my boss a breeze, equipped with double G's. Gucci keychain, holding down my Gucci keys. Gucci down all the time in the summertime. I'm Gucci mine, you would think that was my clothing line. Gucci bandana, 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 Gucci bandana. Gucci bandana, Gucci bandana.
Show low, I really want Atlanta. Scarf on his neck, Gucci bandana. Niggas talk slick, they feel with ammo. But I don't care, for goddamn. This biggest watch costs more than yours. I built a house, you can't afford. It's stupid big, got an ocean view. It's way up there. That's what we do. Get in my way. I flex on you. You acting monkey. We keep banana. The room's witness. Rockin' bandana.
Gucci bandana. Gucci bandana. Gucci bandana. Gucci bandana. Gucci bandana. Gucci bandana. Gucci bandana. Gucci bandana.
Gucci Bandana. Hey. Gucci Bandana. Gucci, Gucci Bandana. Hey. Gucci Bandana. Gucci, Gucci.
You are now tuned into Yellow.
Choosing, looking, I'm walking. What you drinking? She choosing, she looking, I'm walking. Shawty, what you drinking? She said Patron tonight. What's some cranberry? She said Patron tonight. What's some cranberry? She choosing, she looking, I'm walking. Shawty, what you drinking? She said Patron tonight. What's some cranberry? She said Patron tonight. What's some cranberry?
She drank cranberry and everything. Cranberry be my color, that's on everything. I'm in love with Keisha Cole, Mary Jane. Ten shots to a nigga like a gun range.
She choosing, she lurking. I'm searching, cell phone chirping.
Me and Fat Man hit them all, you know it's splurging. Nip tuck, cut up, brush like a surgeon. When he cut her up, I'ma sew up money from a sewing.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. Like I said, we bring in the hottest guest. We want to a 720 number caller. You on the air. Who is this on the Nikki Rich Show?
Yo, what's good, Miss Nikki Rich? It's Fatal from Brick Squad Mafia. Just want to call
Brick Squad
my
Mafia in the building.
Yes, yes.
All right, let everybody know what all you do and what you got going on with Brick Squad Mafia.
Well, I was just recently signed to Brick Squad Mafia, August 29th, but I'm going to be getting my label, Black Label Entertainment, signed under Fast Rolling Entertainment, which is a label under Brick Squad Monopoly West. And what I'm going to be doing with that is putting on people from my city and get a team together out here and push the Brick Squad brand, push Black Label brand, and push the Fast Rolling brand.
You doing your thing. I see you doing your thing. You got to keep doing it, man. We support you here at the Nikki Rich Show. We're glad you're tuned in right now.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. So are you working on any current projects?
Yeah, I'm working on my mixtape right now, which I plan to be out sometime around February, March. I've been working on getting some big collabs on that and just getting a good fan base first so I could promote it to its full potential.
All right. Much love, much love. You doing your thing. And do you have any websites or any contact information that you would like for someone in case they wanted you to perform or book you?
Yeah, yeah. If anyone wants to book me anything, they could contact Mac Drama on Twitter at MacDrama1017. And, yeah, he's my manager, so could definitely get it in.
Much love. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we support you here. You know, anytime you feel free, you want to come through, you can just you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRich Show, or you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1.
Yeah, most definitely. I support Nikki Rich Show all the way.
Much love. Well, thank you again for stopping through to the hottest show on the planet.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And before you go, can you give us a shout out before you go to the Nikki Rich Show?
Yeah, yeah. I just want to give a shout out to Nikki Rich Show. Keep doing your thing. Everyone tune in. It's the hottest show on the air.
And who is this? You got to let everybody know who you are.
Fatal from Brick Squad Mafia. You could get a hold of me at FatalBSM on Twitter.
Y'all, FatalBSM on Twitter. Follow him.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we wish you all the best.
Yeah, wish you the best, too.
All right, all right. Everybody, I told you, we have the hottest, we bring the hottest people in. And, you know, you were just listening to Fatal of Brick Squad Mafia. Again, Fatal of Brick Squad Mafia.
Do you like rap music?
Yes.
I know you do.
Oh, my God.
Do you get on iTunes?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Whoa.
Look up the 403 Mob.
Okay.
Black and White Resurrection today.
I will.
Now, go.
Okay, okay.
Get it.
I'm going, I'm going.
This is Big Daddy from the 403. Go to 403mob.com.
.com.
Turn my fucking beat up. Turn my fucking beat up. Turn my fucking beat up. Yeah, we can do anything. Walk into anywhere and buy anything. I be chillin', I ain't worried about anything. Why not now? I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Why not now? I can have everything.
Now, every single time I get up in the building and I touch it and I get it poppin', you can never stop it. And I love it, got a market and they wonderin' how my nigga does it when I'm black in every hood and every street and I'm flooded. Making every DJ wanna bring it back and then they rub it. Making other niggas bobbing, ain't no food up in the cover. See the way I got no shit and I got a nigga running from the wood. I be getting on the beat and I be dumbing.
Shit, I wanna see y'all do that on YouTube.
Let me keep willing to dabble with the flow. Let me show you niggas how I really mix it up.
Yep, I'm a slow whip down a little.
Nah, I think they better me to flip it up.
Kill em.
Switch it up and probably pitch it up. I wanna see your bottles in your hands, nigga, get it up.
Oh.
Put the money all around until I hit the ground. I make a shorty whip before you pick it up.
Woo.
You know the shit was kinda dead, before I had to step up all up in the spot and really lift it up.
Damn.
That's when I bust a nigga head and I throw a little coke up in the street until I sniff it up. And see, you know that when I come, I hit it up. I kill it till the nigga about to get to stepping up. You need to better know that I can do anything than I want. Niggas already be knowing how I
give it up.
We can do anything. Walk into anywhere and buy anything. I be chillin', I ain't worried about anything. Why not now? I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Why not now? I can have everything.
Alright, alright. I'm gonna let y'all niggas calm down for a minute and get y'all shit together. This is what I need y'all to do. Clap, 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 clap. Let's go!
Okay, come around, so we put it down just a little bit. Ball on them heavy, y'all already know exactly what they do. Somebody better get the crown when the niggas spit.
Hurry,
make sure you polish it a little before you bring it to me while I lock it down with another hit.
You already.
And you ain't even got a hash when you already know another bang is what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
Better bounce when the nigga takes it, it's like magic when the nigga spit pressed out. And if you're really with me and you're ready, let's go. Round with a nigga like we on a match row.
Oh.
Y'all already know I kill anyone, anywhere, anything from the very intro.
And I be the most everything.
And you should've knew that from the very get-go.
Yeah, we can do anything. Walk into anywhere and buy anything. I be chillin', I ain't worried about anything. Why not now? I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything. Why not now? I can have everything.
Just
watch them closely how they bug on how the guard delivers. Now we blackin' in this bitch until the police come and get us.
Watch it, you can see it.
The conglomerate.
Who fucking with us? I could shit and fart all on the beat and kill a couple niggas.
Everybody know what the fuck it is.
True.
And then I bang him and I beat him in the head. Niggas know I do until I split a couple wigs.
Wow.
And you know that when I got him and I hit him from the bottom, you don't want a nigga really though. And I'll be doing anything that I want. It don't matter where we at, I'ma let it go.
Yeah, yeah, we can do anything. Walk into anywhere and buy anything. I be chillin', I ain't worried about anything. Why not now? I can have everything. Yeah, yeah, I can have everything.
Like everybody's fucking with what we doing over here. Let me see everybody do it again. Clap, 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 clap. Let's go! Let's go!
Let's go!
All right, you are just listening to Busta Rhymes and Chris Brown, Why Stop Now. Man, that track is hot. It goes hard right now. Man, it's crazy. That goes hard right now. I'm telling you, we getting it in. It's Featured Fridays where we play the hottest of the hottest. Right now, we're going to take it all the way to the A. We're going to this Travis Porter, Bring It Back. Y'all keep it locked.
I didn't need that pussy, I can crash that brand. Bend it over, touch your toes, shake that ass like a shave. Off that ass on the floor, bring it back up. Hit the split on the dick, shout it at that car. Bring it back, 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 bring it back. You can act, you can act, you can act. Shake ass, one cheek, two cheek, both cheek, both cheek. I got a white girl, for she got no cheek. I got a police bitch on a short leash. Got good mouth, like she got no teeth. She a slut, she a dog, she a bitch with it. Man, she the worst, she put the bitch with it. Hey, with hoes throwing salt, tell the bitch get it. Started playing with a pussy, tell the bitch split it. Like a crash that brand. Bend it over, touch your toes, shake that ass like a shave. Off that ass on the floor, bring it back up. Hit the split on the dick, shout it at that car. Bring it back, 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 bring it back. You can act, you can act, you can act. Like a dump truck. If you having fun in the club, throw your pumps up. All my ballers in the building, throw your ones up. If you ain't throwing no money, then get your funds up. I don't want a name, but I said I'm not a nigga. I'm a real big booty, I'm a real big titty. Wait, she don't really come out to the city. No, she a pretty girl, and she like to get busy. She got a good job, and she says 24. Said, okay, then shout it, hit the flow. And I was like, whoa. And I took some ones, just to let shout it know. Just to let shout it know, I'm a over, touch your toes, shake that ass like a shave. Off that ass on the floor, bring it back up. Hit the split on the dick, shout it at that car. Bring it back, 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 bring it back. You can act, you can act, you can act, you can act.
yeah. She got that swagger, yeah. He got that swagger, yeah. We all got that swagger, man. Bitches that while doing me, you know I'm straight shooting it. In this rap game, you know my vibes for doing it. East Atlanta, South Jamaica, yeah, you know I got the name of Louis B. Gucci Paul, and I got two Gucci bit in it. Green and yellow diamonds, yeah, they shine so bright. He's pink, fat, and purple one, 40 pebbles, alright. Yeah, 40 on her grind, so what's your name, man? My name is Roll Dollar, and this I'll make you famous. So put the shit up out of prison, unless they turning in. And yeah, I'm with Brick, Quiet, Gucci is my kid. Walk in, my brother, amazing. My sister, oh, this is how I do it, yeah. Each and every fucking show, so bitch, take my resume, get rid.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We're getting it in tonight. We have a very special guest that's coming through right now. We would like to welcome Miss Burnett to the Nikki Rich Show. How are you doing tonight?
How you doing? I'm good.
That's awesome. We're glad to have you in the building. Miss Burnett.
I'm here.
I said we're glad to have you in the building. So let everybody know, where are you from, Miss Burnett?
I'm actually from Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee in the house. Tennessee in the house. All right. So just give everybody a little brief about who you are and what you do.
My name is Ashley Burnett, but I go by Miss Burnett, you know, little nickname, whatever. But I do a lot of work in the entertainment industry, working with different artists, one being Alonzo Cartier, doing, you know, promotions and marketing for him. And a lot of people may just know me for doing promotions and marketing for BET Networks and going on to do work with P. Diddy with his label, Bad Boy Entertainment, did promotions and marketing for him for a couple of months. And, you know, I'm also a writer, screenwriter, filmmaker. You know, I'm actually working on a couple of projects that's about to come out soon. So, y'all be on the lookout for that. And that's just basically it. I just love entertainment. I just love working with entertainers.
You doing your thing. So, are you managing your artist right now?
Oh, no, I'm not managing. His manager is actually John T. Brown. I'm just doing all his promotions and marketing work.
Awesome. And I got a chance to listen to his music, and it is hot as well. So shout out to him as well.
Most definitely. You got some good music out.
Yes. So how did you get started in the entertainment industry?
Actually, I was still in high school. I was first, you know, in started, like, doing my scripts, but I actually realized I like working with artists, and I always want to help artists kind of get themselves out there. So kind of like my senior year in school, I started doing promotions and marketing, but I've been doing script writing and screenplays and stuff like that since forever, since I was, like, 12.
That's hot. That is so hot. I commend you on everything you're doing. We're just so glad to have you come through to the Nikki Rich Show. Is there any projects you're working on right now?
Oh, I'm working with so much stuff, Miss Nia. It don't make no sense. Like, I'm working with someone from PT and SOD Money Gang. Shout out to Soldier Miami Mike. Doing a reality show. It's called Claim to Fame. It's centered around PT and SOD's well-known manager, John. And it's kind of like going through the day-to-day life, you know, what he does on a daily basis, including the management side and the personal side. And then comes the second reality series, which will be kind of, I think it'll come out in like a couple of weeks, and it's called D-Wayne and T-Wayne. And it's a show about some twin brothers, and you know that's going to be interesting. Twin brothers, where they are and all the time, so, you know, can't wait to see what that looks like. Then got a couple of books working on, maybe a screenplay. I don't know for sure yet, but got a lot of things popping off.
Okay. Well, like I said, we're glad to have you come through. Do you have a website or anything in case anybody wants to contact you for any promotional purposes or book your artists as well that you're promoting for?
Actually, the website is under construction, but everyone can find me on Twitter at Miss Burnett. That's MZBURNETT. And my Facebook URL is AshleyB.BadBoyENT. And to book Alonzo Cartier, you'll contact John T. Brown. That's John T. Brown. That his Twitter is John80PTESODMG.
All right. Like I say, I'm glad to have you, BET Networks and Bad Boy ENT representing. Man, that's amazing. That's really big behind you.
Most definitely. You know, I got to represent. I got to represent.
Thank you so much. You're doing your thing. And is there anything you would like for anybody to know right now or any last words?
Oh, yeah. Shouts out to Kira Hart. I just want everybody to know I'm hot like Hot Pockets. Ugh.
Well, thank you so much. Well, thank you for stopping through to the Nikki Rich Show. We have the hottest, for real. We bring the hottest guests. So we're glad to have you tonight.
Oh, man, thank you for having me. It's no problem.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, you are just listening to Miss Burnett. She is a BET Network and Bad Boy Entertainment doing her thing. Right now, we're going to the phone lines. We got it booming tonight. We're going to 8347. Caller, you are on the air with Nikki Rich. Let us know who you are.
Nikki, you know it's me, Millennium. What's up?
Who is this?
Millennium.
Millennium, what's going on?
You acting all surprised. What's up? How you doing?
Good, good. I see you stopping through to the Nikki Rich Show. Thank you.
No problem. You know, I got all the love and support for you.
Thank you so much. So let everybody know what you're doing, Millennium.
Me, I've been working with Drawmanati, and right now we're working on a new track. It's going to be my first ever production, you know, on this track. So, we're going to get it done tonight, and then also we're going to be working on a new video, like next week, you know, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. So it's going to be on. You know. So that's it so far.
That's what I'm talking about. You keep doing your thing, man. That's real right there. Much love to you guys. Much love to Drawmanati. He was able to come through in the earlier part of the season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got to have him back, so.
Oh, yeah, we need to have him back. He's coming with a new mixtape coming in Christmas. It's going to be the hottest DVD mixtapes in the world, man. It's going to be hot. So we need to have him, you know, on the show. For real.
Most definitely. But we thank you for stopping through. Do you have any way that you would like to give out any contact for anybody?
Any shout-outs?
Shout out for contact. Any contacts like via Twitter, Facebook?
Oh yeah. You can hit me on Twitter is @_millennium. That's @_MELLENNIUM. That's it. You can just follow me, whatever. Contact. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you, Millennium, for coming through to the Nikki Rich Show. We wish you all the best. Much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. So much love to yourself. Peace.
Thank you. All right. You were just listening to Millennium doing his thing with Drawmanati. Right now, we want to go into... We're going to go to the West Coast. Before we wind things down, we're going to go to DeAndre Bonds. He was a prior guest on the Nikki Rich Show. You may know him from the movies The Wood, also Tales from the Hood.
It's LA Gear. Y'all check this out.
Y'all motherfuckers thought I was playing, huh? I ain't never even played basketball. Nigga, I don't play. Shit is for real. Everything I love. So y'all wanna throw you screens and talk bad on the real motherfuckers.
I was reared up in hell, I fanned the cold. If you wondered why I'm hot, now you know. I was raised up in the spot, flooded with coke, with K's and Glocks. Cluttered the flow, and money and dope. Covered the oak, and gorillas and windows. Covered the dough, and incense. Covered the smoke, and business. Covered the hope, and the whole west side. Covered the coast, the best time. That I covered the most in the streets of South Central. I'm known as a host. One of the early interees, one of the olds. Who went from elementary straight to the pros. Straight to the penitentiary, straight to the hole. I knocked off 8 dates straight in the roll. Roll. Niggas better slow down and speaking about a real motherfucker. Go,
yeah, nigga, take a walk in my LA gears before you judge my name and throw your spears. To understand my pain, gotta live my years. This is not a game, it's for real. Yeah, nigga, take a walk in my LA gears before you judge my name and throw your spears. To understand my pain, gotta live my years. This is not a game, it's for real.
Really born to a dope fiend, mama. And literally breastfed, crack in a bottle. I done been through drama, Hollywood couldn't conjure. And overcome problems white folks couldn't conquer. I was reared in a set food, schooled by piranhas. Comma, I.E. Pips and hoes in the sauna with a gang of bloods and crips. Thrown in the water and no father to show me what path I should follow. So I made my own and banged alone. The streets of L.A. became my home. I'm just a baby who think he grown. And mama chose a lady over wrong. So moves and cage. They became a chaperone. Had visions of being like Al Capone. So I got me a baseball bat, cracked a few cats, changed my name to Mac, and knocked a few racks. Almost had my hat pushed back by New Jacks. Took 3 caps in the calf and lower back. This recap is a rear view peek at a G-Stacks, formerly known as D-Mac.
Yeah, nigga, take a walk in my L.A. gears before you judge my name and throw your spears. To understand my pain, gotta live my years. This is not a game, it's for real. Here, nigga, take a walk in my L.A. gears before you judge my name and throw your spears. To understand my pain, gotta live my years. This is not a game, it's for real.
I saw my mama get raped when I was just a baby. Multiple takes of this made a brother crazy. They say to make it to bliss, you gotta go through Hades. I've been knee deep in this shit with Rosemary baby since 76 in a bottomless pit. And since I'm the oldest of 6, I gotta get rich so I can get my mama and sis out of this mix. Grab my mama by mitts, and I promise to this, dear Dottie, I promise to God Almighty, every burden that we got, I'ma bear on my body. I'ma get us up out of this less than moderate project we bottle into. A life of opulence was only 16 when I did the first scene. Cha-ching, that's what I thought life on a big screen would bring. Don't get me wrong, I seen a lot of green, but wasn't strong enough. I'm mentally keen to hold on to my sanity, cause all that vanity, money attracts, collapses family, sex, money, and murder play, rise and fall. Sad to say, I did it all.
Yeah, nigga, take a walk in my L.A. gears before you judge my name and throw your spears. To understand my pain, gotta live my years. This is not a game, it's for real. Yeah, nigga, take a walk in my L.A. gears before you judge my name and throw your spears. To understand my pain, gotta live my years. This is not a game, it's for real.
From New York, straight talk, America's best. Kawhi Long Island's where I rest. Believe that. And now we up with the itch. Yo, PMD, cooling with Nicky Rich. That's how it's going down.
You might go crazy. We gon' go dummy, dummy. Lick your head back and work it all in your stomach. Now P-Bay, 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 P-Bay. I got my
coat to my banger. Need a Xanax for my anger. If I don't make it dangerous, I be bouncing through the club. On dance, I just did it, bro. 40 make my pants hang. Shout it, make her bro. Plus, I got on 2 chains. Compliment my 3 rings. Introducing young boss, but you can call me D-Main. Versus went solo. Now I'm in my own lane. Pull it out the bar to show my to let my hang. Mississippi Dundada. Long hair with big waller. Catch me with a top model. She don't drink but don't swallow. Yeah, I got that root game. Hitting jet like Wu-Tang. All I'm doing is blowing tree like I sound with Taylor Gang. Keep it crunk like Waka Flocka. Plus I keep that Glocka Glocka. Mississippi to the A. Nick it back that open locker. Every Saturday night we be kicking like we playing soccer. When the club over, got your girl and she playing doctor. We might go crazy. We gon' go dummy.
And we wish you all the best
Much love and success. And I end tonight by saying God bless. This is Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show, and I'm out.
Nikki Rich.
The Nikki Rich Show.